the better way of doing that from here forward is renewable energy. The future has arrived. Alternative energy is in process of overcoming fossil fuels.
And that change has happened, you think, when renewable energies are cost effective in the same way as fossil fuels?
I absolutely believe it. The term they use for that is price parity. If you were to desire a new source of energy, it is today cheaper. Solar energy is everything. I mean, all the others pale in comparison to solar power. And the key that makes it work is affordable storage. Battery prices have come down, and they're continuing to come down, cheaper than drilling a new source of fossil fuels.
HEA has done a fair amount of work on renewables. They have the Tesla battery. They have a solar co-op as well. What do you feel like you can contribute to HEA?
Traditionally, electrical generation utilities are long-term thinking, nothing exciting, don't rock the boat. And that has served us well for the last 11 decades. And I applaud that. However, we are at the point of disruption similar to cell phones disrupting the telephone industry, computers replacing encyclopedias, happening to electrical generation. We need to have a director or two at the table who does understand big money. I've handled lots of very large sums of money over my career, but we also need someone flexible enough to look at all of the changes that are hitting right now. The fact that HEA is reaching out through the Tesla battery gives me enthusiasm to be involved. An example might be being open to folks who are going to be coming to make presentations, proposals to put in what's called a mini grid. A big part of that is to have battery systems staged periodically through the grid system so that isolated communities that are in HEA's districts that put up huge capital costs to be tied into the grid. Having microgrids not connected to the main grid, but rely on most likely solar, some wind possibility, but being tied in with the new batteries that are available and are becoming even more so. And it's at an accelerated rate.
Toward access and affordability.
And the reliability of having grids that can be separated so that if the power does go down at my house, it doesn't turn off the power at your house because this battery can kick into it in a microsecond.
Okay, Pete Kinnean, candidate for Homer Electric Association, Board of Directors, District 3.